Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get, well, not that good at it. You could do about half of your New Year's resolutions. You could, I don't know, join a CrossFit gym or something like that. Or you can start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. So, man, if you're out there and you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your own home. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral spray and serum treatments to find out which one works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there is no uncomfortable doctor visits. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if a treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/drinkingbrossports. That's Hims.com/drinkingbrossports. For your personalized hair loss treatment options, Hims.com/drinkingbrossports.
Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks.
Oh, when you hear that jingle, it makes you tingle. Welcome to Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. If you lose, though, and you've been a homie for a while, they'll give you a rake back. Lost last 2 weeks by one stroke.
Mm-hmm. Bit of a power outage at the Zurich. The actual broadcast went out.
I was so pissed off, dude. I had the Højgaards. Mm-hmm. They were rocking it, dude. And then homeboy got that lucky putt off the, what was it, a 42-footer off the green?
Ben Griffin. Now, if Andrew Novak was not in the playoff the week before against, you know, against Justin Thomas.
Yeah.
And didn't lose that event.
Yeah.
I would have for sure picked Andrew Novak and Ben Griffin to win this tournament.
I texted you and I was like, hey, did you pick Novak in this?
I did not, solely because I thought he would be, you know, out of energy. He'd be tired.
Yeah.
I thought he'd be really sleepy.
Same.
Nah. And then Ben Griffin got their first win together. So.
Man, do we count that as a win though?
It's a PGA team Tour event, gives dude. Him 2 years of an exemption.
No shit.
Yeah. You don't get a Masters invite, though.
What about the rest of the majors?
You do get, I think, a PGA Championship invite.
That's worth it.
Yeah.
That's worth it. Good for them. But, yeah, man, I thought I had it. I thought I had it all wrapped up. Man, I looked great the entire weekend. Højgaards were, almost running it from start to finish. And then one shitty lucky putt at the end fucked me. So that is back-to-back weeks that I've come in second place here, and I'm not happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Horseshoes got it, and hand grenades.
Yeah, I was going to say, speaking of horseshoes, they're going to be at the Kentucky Derby this weekend. I'm going long shots.
Yeah.
At the Derby and for the CJ Cup Byron Nelson tournament here.
This golf course sucks ass.
Does it?
Craig Ranch. It's wide open. I would probably enjoy playing it because it would fit my game. Like, just bomb it. Don't have to worry about losing the ball. The winning score of this is going to be like 28 under.
No shit.
It's going to be a fucking dart fest.
Well, here's the issue here, kids. Scotty is 2.5 to 1.
Yeah.
And then there's everyone else.
Yeah.
Why is he playing and no one else? I mean, there's only a couple other.
It's a Dallas
dudes.
Event.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, so him and Spieth are playing.
Oh, fuck. Well, you know, I look, when in Dallas, I always go with Spieth. I always go with Spieth.
All right.
So that's why, huh? No shit. Because you were saying a lot of these guys are going to the Derby this weekend.
I imagine, because I remember like Justin Thomas would go. I imagine he'll probably go back.
You think him and Rory will be there?
Rory might go. Ricky might be there, you know.
Because they both have won recently, too. So at least they're enjoying life together. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, we're back. We're back, baby. So that'd be fun to see those guys if we run into them. Who do you got this week winning this goddamn thing? I'm not picking Scotty. I don't think he's going to win anyways.
Yeah, just no value. You don't want to bet like $100 and win $200. Like,
no.
That's not the point of golf.
Wait till he gets down like 10 strokes and then bet it on Friday or Saturday.
I went with Ben on at 24-1.
Okay.
I don't love it, but, you know.
You don't seem excited at all.
He could win this. He could win this. Jake Knapp at 54-1.
You love Jake Knapp.
I know. Well, I keep missing on my guys, right? Like, I keep taking a week off of them, and then they eventually win that tournament. You know, Austin Eckroat happened to me, Andrew Novak last week. Yeah, Jake Knapp, we'll just, you know, we'll keep riding that horse, 54-1. Don't love his odds there either. I wish it was a little closer to 70-1. But, and then we got a new guy in the mix, Isaiah Salinda at 70-1. He actually, him and his partner, set the course record and the tournament record at the Zurich last week for the opening round.
Really?
Shot a 58.
Oh, that's right, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking A, dude. So you think he's going to be hot this week?
He is. He's a rookie. Went to Stanford. He's a stud. He just, you know, has to get reps.
All right.
He'll win. He'll win pretty soon.
Okay. All right. So, look, same rules as always. If Spieth is in Dallas, I'm going Spieth. 18-1 there. Still pretty fucking decent, man. Like, I'm surprised. 18-1 for Spieth. He hasn't won a long goddamn time either.
He's been kind of stinky, yeah.
When's the last time he's won? I mean, he's played decent golf.
He won
golf
the
this year.
At Harbortown a couple years ago on Easter.
It's been a long time, man. It's been like 2 years. So he's looked good throughout the year, and I think he'll end up winning one of these, and hopefully it's this one because it is Dallas. So I've got Jordan Spieth at 18-1. The other two are long shots here. Going back to the theme of the Derby, I'm going to take Alex Smalley at 68-1 down there. He shows up, man, and puts some numbers there. Can he actually finish the tournament? We'll see. I don't know. But the other guy I'm picking is 70-1, and you just mentioned him. The Scroat, dude. I'm going Austin Eckroat, dude, at 70-1 to win this goddamn thing. And those are big boy numbers. I'm throwing a hunch on them, and I'll be doing the same at the Derby with Toby Keesource. You know? Just a nice 50-1 long shot. Let's
I'm going Burnham Square for the Kentucky Derby.
Are you really?
Yeah.
For Bo Burnham? You a big Bo Burnham fan?
Not a big Bo Burnham fan.
Yeah, me neither.
But just like the value on him.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like
just
that.
Won his last race by 9 lengths.
Yeah.
So fuck it.
And what were the odds on him?
He was, I believe on my book, I saw like 14 or 16-1.
Eh, that's okay.
That'll get me my juices flowing. $100 win $1,600.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, look, Jordan Spieth is 18-1. I guess my dick hard. That's fine. But man, what really fucking jacks up my ding dong though is those long shots, man. If you're going for a middle of the road value pick, I think it's probably Rodriguez at 20-1, only because that's Bob Baffert's horse.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time back after that 3-year ban. He's got something to prove, and he wants to walk that big dick out onto the track. I mean, this is literally his first time back to Kentucky Derby since his horse won and got caught with cocaine.
I wish
they
would
kind of
like
awesome story.
Put the jockeys next to the horse though, so I would know who's riding who.
Oh yeah,
I wish they did. On my bookie, because like that little Bobford usually has that one dude, I forget his name, but he wins all the time.
Yeah, Garcia. I tell you what, in the Kentucky Derby show, I'll go through all the riders with everybody. I actually know horse racing very, very well, and been in the Derby a few times, and I have not lost at the Derby, so I've had really fucking good luck there, and hopefully it maintains it. But it's fun to sprinkle on these long shots like these guys. It's a lot like the golf show, to be honest with you, mm-hmm. man, because $100 on one of these fuckers, man, it's 60, 70-1. rocks, man. To walk out of there with $7,000 on something, it would be rad. Last time we were there, we won $8,000, my wife and I, and it was a lot of fun that night.
Pays for the trip.
Yeah, sure did. So looking forward to it, man. And I'll be watching this in the background. But the Højgaard brothers fucked me, man. God damn it.
Yeah. So you're going Spieth, you're going Ekroth.
Yep. Spieth at 18-1, Alex Smalley 68-1, and then Smalley. The Skroat at Alex Smalley, I'm sorry, 68-1, and then the Skroat, dude, at 70-1.
Okay.
And you're one more time with your picks there.
Going Ben On, Jake Knapp, and Isaiah Salinda.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right.
And then I think we have to do this just until he doesn't hit the first round leader.
Okay.
Keith Mitchell. Do we just Keith Mitchell? Do we just lock that in until
man, let me look at the numbers here. Let me look at the numbers
I think
on my bookie.
It's not great. I think it's like 20-1, but goddamn, dude. He keeps first round lead in everything.
It's nuts, dude. It's nuts. Fuck, is that on here?
I'll take it.
Is he playing, though?
Yeah, he is. He's not going to win. He's never going to win.
But he'll always just be the first round.
In the first round. Loves to get hot on a Thursday.
All right, let's see. First round leader here. Shit. These numbers are pretty juicy, actually. God damn, dude. Okay. So Spieth is 37-1 for the first round leader. I'll sprinkle that. I'll take that. And I'll take, who do you got? Keith Mitchell?
Yeah.
Who always is in the first round here? I don't see odds on Keith Mitchell.
40-1, 50-1.
Mm-mm.
Not in the tournament anymore.
I don't know that he's in the tournament, actually.
He was. He might have dropped out.
Yeah. Proof or fact check me real quick, but I can't find his name on here. Alex Smalley is at 80-1 there for first round odds. And yeah, I don't think Keith Mitchell's playing this tournament at all. He might have hurt his ding dong, dude.
Maybe. I'm pretty sure he's playing. But if he isn't, I would go Ryan Gerard.
Ryan Gerard? Who the fuck is that?
He's a baller.
And what?
He bombs the fuck out of it.
Where is that?
He was for the tournament 65-1. So,
what about for first round here? I mean, I'm into like the 220-1 odd range here.
Gerard.
Gerard.
Ryan Gerard.
All right. Dude, I can't find anything.
Kind of like him to win the tournament too, but I can only pick three people. So Ben On,
I'll give you Ryan Gerard if you want.
I will give you
that gift this week.
I'm not taking the fourth. We can't shake the integrity of the show.
All right, are you starting to get nervous though?
No,
because it's May.
Yeah, there's so much golf season left.
But you have to win another one by September 1st,
which is so easy.
Find out.
I'll do it.
It's 1-1 right now. And I have a first round leader on my resume as well. 1-1 this year. Yeah.
When did you win?
I picked Rory to win the it was a heart pick. Picked Rory to win the Masters.
Didn't count on the show. You didn't say it on the show.
Yeah, I did. And I put it up in Drinking Bros Bets.
If you want to fucking be that scummy and take that, go ahead.
What do you mean?
You did not take Rory on the show.
I said that was my heart pick and I posted it. I posted all my
bets. You might have posted it. You didn't say it on the show.
You sure?
Yeah.
Check that footage.
We can. But
if I didn't, then I'll take it off the board. But I posted it. I mean, I posted the bet for Drinker Bros.
Mm-hmm.
Same with Justin Rose and all that other shit. But we'll look it up. If I'm wrong, I'll take that off.
Okay,
I'm not gonna take that if I didn't say it. But shit, because I won a lot of fucking money off of them. But so do the listeners. Maybe not, man. We'll find out. We'll check the tape. I don't know what I say on a fucking day to day basis, anyways. You know,
that's very true.
So we'll find out. Yeah, we'll go back and look at the tape. But bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Some of the listeners have asked this, so I'm going to find out right now if I can actually do this, if you can parlay the golf tournament with the Kentucky Derby. So let's see.
I don't know if that's a thing on mybookie.
Yeah, we're going to find out.
Yeah, yeah.
It's in my bet slip, but
the odds would be astronomical.
Let's see. Oh, that'd be so juicy, wouldn't it?
You take like Smalley plus Toby Keith's horse, pays
God
out.
God damn it.
500-1.
I can't. Something's fucked up with my computer here, but let me. Here we go. God, if it'll let me do this, I'd be so amped. I don't give a shit how long you have to sit here and watch me do this. I just want to find out what this number is. I'm dying to know. If it would let me do it.
Just put like $10.
Churchill Downs. I want the fucking fixed odds. Get that bullshit out of my face. We're Toby Keith's horse down here. Where's Toby? Render judgment, 50-1. Oh, my God. It's no. Ah, fuck. Well, let me do it.
Nah.
However, do you know what it would have been?
What's that?
193,700-1.
Yeah.
That would be the greatest fucking
put a
gnarly. Oh, just $1 would be a fucking blast.
$10.
And by the way, I put in Jordan Spieth and then Render Judgment, which is Toby's horse, Toby Key's horse. Man, $1 would have paid off at 193 grand. That would have been awesome, man. And they won't let you do that, huh?
That's why they don't let you do that.
Fuck!
Yeah.
That'd be great. Because somebody's got to do it.
Because you just put a dollar on that kind of stuff all the time.
I remember I was in Vegas with my parents, and the guy sitting at the table next to me, because we were getting ready for dinner, and the derby's always on at, like, you know, 7 o'clock or whatever it is, 6:30. And so we popped in, and yeah, dude, this guy next to me had said that he... Derby horse, I watched him win, and then the golfer, because I was like, oh, do you bet on golf? And he goes, yeah. And he picked the golfer that weekend as well, and I remember watching the leaderboard the next day, and I was like, no fucking way that guy just did that, dude. Unbelievable. Unfucking believable. But if you could double dip like that, my God, man.
You'd be able to do it probably at a casino.
You think so?
In Vegas, yeah.
All right. My bookie lets you usually do shit like that, but... not on this one. God damn, that'd be juicy.
I think $193,000,
man. That would rock. All right, thanks for tuning in, kids. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. For Delco Dan, I'm Ross Patterson. These are Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks. We'll see you on the links.